Let's pray together. Father, we come thanking you for this evening and the opportunity that we have to sing the songs of the redeemed and to hear from your word and to focus some time out of our week specifically to prayer. We ask God that you would bless this time. You would use it in our hearts to grow us and shape us more and more into the likeness of your own Son. We love you, and it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to James chapter 1. We're going to focus our attention this evening on verses 19 through 25. So, James chapter 1, and we'll be focusing on verses 19 through 25. So, getting ready to walk out the door this evening. I was looking for my shoes, and routinely we keep them outside. And so, in my bare feet, I walked through the doorway and stubbed my toe so that I'm fairly certain it is broken. It hurts really bad. My whole foot hurts, so yes. If you see me limping or whatever, it's this one. You're welcome. Now you know.
Do you want a chair? Like this stand-up chair?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I would probably, yeah, just, I'll stand here with it propped up. How about that? Give me some ice. No, just kidding.
I guess you won't be jumping around.
No, well, that's yet to be seen, but I guess I've got quite the, okay, moving on. James chapter 1, let's read together verses 19 through 25. James chapter 1, 19 through 25. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. This evening, I want us to follow a simple outline. Doing's importance. I'm sorry. Hearing's importance, doing's importance, and the order of that. The importance of the order. Let's look at the importance of hearing first. We find that in verses 19 through 21. Note that as 19 begins, he says, know this, my beloved, let every person be, you know, and there's this nice little like parabolic statement, parable-like statement. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And if you look for, like, the happy Christian calendars, you know, where you tear it off, you know, some calendars have jokes. Some have scripture references. Some have, like, beautiful scenes. But you'll find, like, on day 223, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. You know, I should meditate on that today. It's not a parable. It's not a truth saying that is good for and is meant to be applied in every single possible situation. Now, let me be very clear here. Its application can be very parable-esque. it is a good idea in every area of your life to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. That's true. But what James is striving towards, or trying to help us understand, is not just in life in general, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, but in a particular situation, with a particular scenario in mind, specifically when it comes to the Word of God. Be quick to hear the Word of God. Be slow to speak concerning the Word of God, and be slow to anger concerning the Word of God. The entire passage that we just read has everything to do with the Word of God and not just parables for life. Verse 19 begins, he says, "Know this." And that word "know" means to acquaint yourself, to make yourself acquainted with, get to know this principle in reference to the Word of God. That when it comes to the Word of God, your general practice ought to be quick to hear and slow to speak. Quick to listen to what the Word of God has to say and slow to get upset by it. Listen through the whole thing here. Listen so that you might hear what the Word of God is teaching. And he continues on. He says, "For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Now, you could try and figure this out in all different shapes, forms, and fashions. But let's take this just one idea. When it comes to hearing the Word of God and then being warned not to be quick to anger, the first thing that comes to my mind is when God speaks against unrighteousness, when he blasts the wicked, we could hear that and we could quickly become angry, take up this anger and then shoot our fury in the same direction. But what does he say in verse 20? He says, "The anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, but the wrath of God does produce the righteousness of God." When God is angry, when God presents his wrath, when God pours out his wrath on man, then that is a righteous anger, and a righteous outcome takes place. This is also not an absolute saying. This doesn't say never get angry. It doesn't say never speak. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, because the time comes when one must speak. The Word of God teaches us what is right and good and true, and we must then speak once we have heard what the Word teaches us. And there are right times for us to get angry and for even us to voice that anger. The warning is not don't, the warning is to be slow. And that's important, because where we're going to go in just a few minutes, you'll see the value of it. He says, "For the anger of man," verse 20, "does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul." Meekness, I've once heard as defined this way: meekness is power under control. It's not the person who fights the hardest and the strongest. It's not the person who has the biggest theological, spiritual, emotional, or physical muscles that is truly the greatest or strongest warrior in the battle. It is the one who has the ability to hold back. This is This is what James is talking about. He's referring to here. Being quick to hear. What does the word teach me? Be slow to speak. Okay? I know what the word is teaching me. I know the situation. I know the landscape. What's going on? What should I say? What should I do? Let me have the implanted word which is able to save my soul and even the souls of my hearers if wielded properly. How am I going to use that in the best way possible? And then he moves forward. We have the importance of hearing accentuated by what we naturally do, which is shoot off our mouths. How many of us could raise your hand? Don't raise your hand. But how many of us could raise our hands to say that we have said things that we wish we could take back? How many of us, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, could say that of today? I said something I wish I could have taken back. Or this week. How often does that happen? How many of us could raise our hands right now and say, I have been angry and vented my anger about something, and I wish I could have taken it back? When it comes to the Word of God, when it comes to the implanted Word, what James is shooting for here, what he's striving at, is to help us see the strongest Christian is not the one who has the best comeback in the moment, but rather the one who can sit quietly back, hold their peace, and with an informed conscience from the Word of God, act then. The importance of hearing is paramount. But equally so is the importance of doing. Listen to what he says in verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. To do before you hear, before you learn from God's word, if you act before you do, you are a fool. But to hear all the time and never do makes you a fake. Let me say that again. To do without hearing, to speak, to exhibit anger, to do, to act upon any impulse or any idea without first hearing from the Word of God what God would have you do, you are exhibiting your foolishness. But to know what God teaches, to hear Him inform your heart, to have the Word of God inform you as to how you are to live and to act and to move, what to say, what to be angry about, and yet fail to do it, never do, makes you a fake. The importance of doing, we see right here, the absurdity of it, is given in somewhat of a parable of sorts, an example of sorts. He says in verse 23, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like." What kind of fool is that? What kind of fool looks in a mirror, sees their own reflection, turns away, and then forgets? Nobody does that. No, nobody does that. It's absurdity. And so also it is absurdity to do before you hear, or to hear and to never, ever do. Too many Christians today fall within one of these two camps. They are running 100 miles an hour, trying to do things for the Lord. And what they end up doing is similar to what Uzzah did. When David brought back the Ark of the Covenant on a new cart. Right? We remember that story? David fashioned a new cart for the Ark. Well, that's nice. I'll bet you he made a really nice cart. I mean, a nice cart for the Ark. Ark cart. We'll leave it there. Made a really nice one. And you know what he even did? He staged guys around it, you know? It's like, because you know what? It's a rocky road. I was thinking. And Uzzah, surely, a member of the Levite clan, knows or should know everything that he needs to do, but he doesn't do it. Here, behold, what common contemporary Christian, and I'll take away the term contemporary. We see it in our day so prevalent, but it's been going on since Uzzah reached and put his hand up to the ark to do without hearing from God's word first and died because of it. So many Christians walk that same road. They do without ever stopping to listen to what the implanted word has told them to do, how to do, how to walk, how to carry the Ark of the Covenant, how to worship God. They never stop to listen. But then there are so many other Christians that are in the other camp. I need to learn everything I possibly can. I've got 14 degrees from 13 seminaries. I have online classes here, and I'm a part of this organization there, and I'm just learning and learning and consuming and consuming and hearing and hearing and hearing. But I never do. There's no want for knowledge. The libraries are full in their homes. Oh, sure. Good conversations can take place, but no action ever comes from it. The sharing of the gospel, the implanted word that is able to save not only your soul, but the souls of those who would hear if only you spoke, they never get it. Because we never tell them. Just as deadly as Uzzah's actions without listening to what God's word has to say, so also is it deadly to hear and never act. And here's the promise, verse 25, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, who continues on doing what they are called to do, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So the order of this is vitally important, because that's what it's all about. It's not just one without the other, or the other without the one. You have to have both, but they also have to be in order. So the question then arises, which one are you? Do you have a tendency to do without hearing? Or do you have a tendency to hear without doing? Either way, in either scenario, what James is telling us You have to have both elements in your Christianity. The scriptures teach us plainly that it has all that we need for life and for godliness. If we will but listen so as to hear, we will get our marching orders. We will know what to say, what to do, with whom to be angry with, and who to act towards, and what we should act upon. Don't be the one who fails to listen, to truly hear what God is teaching through His Word. And don't be the one who fails to act once you've heard, once you've understood. Let's pray again. Father, we thank You for Your Word, and I pray, Father, that You would encourage our hearts towards the truth contained here. I pray that we would not be merely hearers only, but that we would be doers as well. I pray, Father, that we would not be those who, like fools, rush in where angels fear to tread, but rather that we would look and see what You have told us, how we are to act and live, and thereby perform our doing. Truly, God, make us hearers as well as doers. That's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.